And Bishop Kenneth Nowakowski, the Ukrainian Catholic Bishop for the Holy Family of London. The shock of the invasion of Ukraine in many ways seemed to almost paralyze people of conscience and goodwill throughout the world in those first few days. Eventually, the Ukrainian people started to realize that they had to perhaps flee from their homes, to flee from harm's way because of the consistent bombings and invasion of their country. And so in the first several weeks of the invasion, we saw a huge migration of people departing their homes and their cities to Western Ukraine, and more than 7 million in a very short time left the country and made their way into the border countries with Ukraine, especially into Poland. The government of the United Kingdom developed two schemes or plans to receive displaced persons fleeing harm's way. One was the Homes for Ukraine, and the second was family reunification. And today, we also are commemorating that according to government statistics here in the United Kingdom, 100,000 displaced people from Ukraine have been welcomed into the UK. Very quickly, our Cathedral of the Holy Family in Exile in central London became the focal point of people wanting to help and those needing help. And so along with the Association of Ukrainians in Great Britain, the Ukrainian Catholic Eparchy of the Holy Family decided that we would provide a safe place, a place of welcome for those fleeing and also for those who are sponsoring people who have opened up their homes and their hearts, a place of welcome where we would work closely together with other non-government agencies and governmental agencies to provide information, counseling, and even community for those who are fleeing. We were able to provide a fairly large premises in our cathedral dedicated to that goal of providing a place of welcome to our newly arrived brothers and sisters. This joint venture is really a community outreach that is one that, again, I can't emphasize enough the cooperation that we have had with so many other non-governmental organizations, other religious communities, and the government. In the area of pastoral care and concern for not only those who are arriving, but for those who feel they want to somehow have a place to pray during the daytime, we have kept our cathedral doors open from between 10 a.m. in the morning till 8 p.m. in the evening, allowing people to come in, have a time of prayer, of silence, a place where they can come and think about the benefits that we have here in the United Kingdom, and say a prayer, light a candle for those who have died defending Ukraine, for those who are fleeing, and for those who are helping those that have arrived here. As this war continues, we can become desensitized to the horror that the war is bringing on Ukrainian people. But the reality is that the war is still on. People are still losing their lives, their homes, their businesses. But here in the UK, through the work of so many people, we are providing a place that is safe, allowing people to keep their dignity, and a place of welcome. I continue to ask for people to pray for peace in Ukraine, for those who are helping in the various charity organizations working in Poland, in Ukraine, in the other border countries, especially organizations like CAFRD, Caritas Ukraine, Caritas Internationalis, and for all of those volunteers who every day are providing care and kindness to those fleeing harm's way.